USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NAFTA is no more, but there is a new deal to replace it, and this one does include Canada. The U.S. and Canada coming to terms for the new agreement late last night. The deal is called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, and it will give U.S. farmers access to the Canadian dairy market. Desperate searches for survivors continuing in Indonesia after an earthquake and tsunami last week. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes, rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads.
First Lady Melania Trump heading out on a four-nation tour of Africa today. It's her first solo trip abroad as First Lady. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
It's been 1 year since 58 people were killed and over 850 were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a concert crowd in Las Vegas. A year later, Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Wade Millward says survivors of the worst mass shooting in U.S. history have dealt with it in different ways.
You have the folks who got rid of everything from that night. You have the folks who saved everything from that night. And it's really striking that a lot of them, in keeping the boots they wore that night, the cowboy hats they wore, they see this as an act of defiance against the shooter.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. The Southwest can expect to get soaked over the next few days. The remnants of Hurricane Rosa expected to bring very heavy rains to parts of Arizona, California, Nevada, and Utah. Breast Cancer Awareness Month starts today. The disease, the third deadliest type of cancer in the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, they're feeling the effects of a deadly car explosion over the weekend that killed at least three people. A shelter's been set up for people who've been displaced by the destruction it caused. Authorities say among those killed in the blast was the person believed responsible for the explosion. It happened on Saturday night. It took place close to a busy street. More details expected to be announced by authorities at a news conference later today. And more now on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which we told you moments ago does begin today, and the disease is the third deadliest type of cancer in the world. It's most common, of course, in women, and the National Cancer Institute says a woman has about a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with it in her lifetime. And having a mother, sister, or daughter who had breast cancer almost doubles a woman's risk. Women at average risk should start getting yearly screenings at the age of 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.